With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources approved a permit for septic disposal on Lake DeFlambeau tribal lands over tribal objections. WXPR's Hannah Davis-Reed talked to the Lake DeFlambeau Public Relations Director and the DNR about what happened.
On Indigenous Peoples Day last Monday, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources approved a permit for Howard Bros, Inc. to spread septic within the exterior boundaries of the Lac du Flambeau Reservation. This approval request has been contested in court for some time. The tribe released a statement strongly condemning the move as, quote, both a deep irony and a blatant violation of our sovereignty under the Treaty of 1854. They said that the DNR failed to adequately consult with them ahead of time. The tribe wants the DNR to rescind the permitting of septic land spreading immediately. Otherwise, legal action will be taken. Here's Araya Breedlove, Lac du Flambeau's public relations director.
We can't just sit back and allow this stuff to happen.
She says that she can't get into all the details because it is a legal issue, but that they've had complaints of odor from homeowners near there.
It's not a way to live, you know, smelling sewer and dumpage like that, but also damages the land, you know, and that spreads. Because then that spreads to our waterways, and that impacts all of our lakes.
Adrian Stocks, DNR Water Quality Program Director, said they recognized the unfortunate timing of the approval and that it was inadvertent.
It was an oversight and unfortunate, but I really did think it's important to note that this updated site approval was done after conducting consultation with the tribes.
Stock says that Howard Bros, Inc. is a responsible company providing an essential service that operates in compliance with best practices to protect human and environmental health. He said groundwater won't be contaminated and that foul smells should dissipate pretty quickly.
At the time of application, you likely probably could smell what was happening, but it's not very dissimilar from what I think we see when, you know, farmers are spreading manure on fields or that sort of thing, dairy waste, those types of things where if it's done correctly, it certainly shouldn't last long.
Stock said he hopes this doesn't spoil the relationship between the DNR and the tribe, and that they intend to continue to have as much good consultation and input on all policies coming from the water quality program going forward as possible. For WXPR News, I'm Hannah Davis-Reed.
Republican State Representative Rob Swearingen is running for re-election in the 34th Assembly District that covers most of Vilas and Oneida counties. He's being challenged by Democrat Denny Nitzel. WXPR's Katie Thorson spoke with both candidates. First, Rob Swearingen.
Republican Representative Rob Swearingen has represented the 34th District in the State Assembly for 12 years. And he says there's still unfinished business.
Right now, we have divided government, which is what the voters voted for the last couple of cycles. And I think there's still unfinished business. I mean, priorities like broadband and PFAS and those issues that are yet to be unsolved. So I think I'm probably the best candidate in this position to carry those forward.
Within the 34th District, the Stella area of Oneida County has been dealing with some of the highest levels of PFAS contamination in private wells in the country. From that and other contamination sites, the conversation of who should pay for remediation has come up often. Swearingen says he was in support of a bill that would free up $125 million for PFAS cleanup, but lawmakers and the governor disagreed on key points like DNR oversight.
We stalemated out on that, the legislature, the Joint Finance Committee, and the governor. So we'll see where it goes from here. But as we sit here, clearly the PFAS has even gotten further in terms of what's going on in Snowden Lake and the Mons Lake chain. So I'm not sure at this point, you know, how effective we will be at totally cleaning it up. But we have to do something.
Swearingen says his background in hospitality also makes tourism a priority for him, saying he wants to ensure the Northwoods continues to get a piece of the pie when it comes to the tourism budget.
Somebody in Madison has to convince even our own colleagues that there's life north of Highway 64. And I think that I've done a good job of that the last several cycles, and I'm looking forward and applying once again for the job.
WXPR talks with Swearingen about a range of topics, including climate change, abortion, and the economy. When asked why he was running for state assembly, Dennis Nitzel had a simple answer.
Nobody else would do it.
When asked to expand on that, Nitzel said there's important issues that need to be dealt with.
It's a tough job, but they couldn't get anybody to do it. And I am willing to try to do what is good for the 34th Assembly District.
WXPR talked with Nitzel about a range of topics, including climate change, abortion, and the economy. You can listen to that interview in its entirety at WXPR.org. Just look for the WXPR Voter Guide. One of the topics we talked about was PFAS. Within the 34th District, the Stella area of Oneida County has been dealing with some of the highest levels of PFAS contamination in private wells in the country. From that and other contamination sites, the conversation of who should have to pay for remediation has come up often. Nitzel says the state should pay.
We seem to have some money for stuff. There should be some money for this. How you address this? We got to know stuff about it. And I do believe that in recent time, money has been donated to or acquired by the university to set up a lab to study this. And somebody, we got to go with the science on this.
On his campaign website, Nitzel describes himself as an agronomist by vocation, a potato farmer by desire, and a research scientist by sheer good luck.
I have all the respect in the world for women. I'm looking out for the environment. I care about education. I don't want to go to a referendum every couple years just to keep the school open. If you think that's a good idea, vote for me. If you want it different, vote for Rob.
The election is Tuesday, November 5th. Katie Thorson, WXPR News.
Fire struck the finish line bar west of Eagle River early Saturday. The Pine Lake Fire Department said in a Facebook post they were among a number of departments called out to assist the Sugar Camp Fire Department just after 2 a.m. They were called to the finish line bar next to the Eagle River Speedway. The call reported the structure was fully involved. Other departments assisting Sugar Camp were from Three Lakes, Eagle River, St. Germain, and the town of New Bold. Wisconsin has one of the highest closure rates in the U.S. for charter schools. The new report lays out challenges of staying open, as Mike Moen reports.
Charter schools, which receive public funding but are often run by private entities, are billed as alternative learning environments for families who feel they need more options. But the new findings show nationally, more than a quarter of them close by year five, with rates worsening over time. Wisconsin is among the states with a closure rate of at least 45%. Jenny Hofschulte of the Wisconsin Public Education Network says families enrolled are less scrambling when a charter school abruptly closes.
That's 45% of those families put into a lurch and having to make pivots and new choices for their children.
The report from the National Center for Charter School Accountability cites low enrollment, along with fraud and mismanagement, as the top factors behind the closures. Backers of charters say despite these issues, these schools are sometimes still the best options in underserved areas. I'm Mike Moen.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.